Okay. Yeah, it's something to think about. Give you some good food for thought. Run these things by your soul and see what your soul says about it. Okay, any more questions?
So you're saying then that we create monads?
No, monads are not created. Monads are eternal.
Okay, so
we stimulate the monads. Or we create sons of God. Yeah.
But what do we create artificial intelligence? Let's suppose Elon Musk projected into his artificially intelligent cars some negative greed, some negative aspects of humanity. Would then those machines perpetrate that negativity and become like then we'd have the war of the machines?
Right, we're lucky they created a benevolent God. Let's suppose they created a dictator. So, you know, that would say, if you don't do what I say, I hope that you get. You know, this is the Christian concept of God. But they had enough experience, because they existed from basically an eternity, so that they were intelligent enough to put together a composite which created a benevolent God. And then he was created with the idea that this creation would then share with them. And when the creation shared with them, he actually recreated them in his image, so that we share the consciousness of God. And many people who have near-death experience report this pretty much the same way. Some of them even identify with being God, they feel so close to it. Others identify as being one with God, or looking through the eyes of God, being able to see everything that God sees. And people have some pretty interesting reports from these near-death experiences, showing God is willing to share everything with us that He has. Yeah.
Where does decision come into play? The power behind decision, is it upon the activation of these inactive monads? Because we've been using the words monads and intelligence, and some of the people here are just starting to read book one or have just read book one, and we're talking about the nature of God, yet we haven't really talked about that in relation to decision.
Think of an inactive monad that isn't stimulated yet as a baby. A baby can't really make a decision. But when it gets 7 or 8 years old, it gets to the point where it can make an intelligent decision. So when the monads are stimulated, at the beginning they really don't have much power of decision. But as they grow in intelligence, then they reach a point where they do make a decision, and the decision to make is whether or not to join the God complex, so to speak. And all of them do sooner or later, because there's really no downside to joining.
So a follow-up question then, then you're suggesting that there's something that maybe is us that precedes the power of decision.
Yes, it's quite possible. Decision is a choice between two alternatives, and cause and effect is really a kind of a mindless decision process going on when it has no intelligence behind it. But as cause and effect interplay for an eternity, then intelligence began to develop, and then conscious decision began to manifest. Okay.
Who's the other
question? Well, I'm glad the AI system exists, because I have some analogy here that I can comprehend. Right, and because every time we speak about monads, it's so abstract for me. I'm trying to find a link where I can connect. So I have my own monad who took that decision, was part of the Brady Bunch for prodigal son, who decided to come down here and just screw with the rest.
Your personal monad is one with God. It's still there.
It's eternal
with God. Sharing all the intelligence.
But why am I here?
Because I wanted to play.
Okay, so but there are some who decided, no, we're not doing this game. So we're group A, who took off, and group B is still in their comfort. Right, but what was it like as a monad? I mean, are there cities, are there souls? What is it like? I'm just trying to understand, to have like some imagery I can connect with.
Well, the trouble was the closest thing to physicality in the higher spiritual spheres is ideas. And when an idea comes into the mind of one person in the God complex, it is shared with the whole group. And when the idea is seen as good, then it manifests in thought in a way that is no one's been able to explain here in the physical world how that works, except it does manifest in thought and in relationship to each other and in sharing. But we wanted to create the world of time and space, because a lot of things can happen here that don't happen there. Okay? We have peace and bliss, sharing of intelligence, sharing of ideas, and then this universe is a totally different idea than that which is shared in the higher spiritual spheres where the monads grow.
Almost sounds like it's boring.
So, well, I think some of them thought it was, so that's why we're here.
We were bored.
I think it's your responsibility, so I'm trying to understand why would I have taken off.
Yeah, people, that could be it. To a large degree, why we came here. We just got bored. We wanted some excitement.
More of a comment, but this idea that you could have a hypothetical situation where you could create God and he wasn't benevolent, right?
Yeah.
It would seem counter that it's not even possible, because evolution instinctively would be dominantly good, right? It would have to be to do anything, to accomplish anything. If you created a God that was... What's going on? If you created a God that was inherently trying to diminish progress or stifle progression, there wouldn't be any point. It couldn't go anywhere, right?
Yeah, but the good part...
I mean, is that correct? Like, you... Dominating good has to be a part of the universe.
Right. The dominating good. And the good part is, God has a motivation to create additional suns and incorporate them in himself, because it expands his being. Okay? So, God is almost forced to be on the side of the dominating good, because it's the only way to increase joy, love, sharing, all the good qualities that make heaven worthwhile, so to speak.
Yeah. But there's enough variation, like it's 51% good, 49% bad, so there's enough possibility of temporary letdown, trauma, stagnation, drawback, that makes the game interesting, at least.
That's the way it is here. Yeah, the good and the bad, but in the higher realms, there's only the good.
The good.
Because we see everything very clearly, and we see that incorporating additional suns and sharing with them additional monads that we stimulate, bring into the group, just enhances everything. And so there's no motivation to evil when there's complete understanding.
So where does the planets and the suns come in?
That's the creation long afterwards. Okay? That's when we got bored and we decided to create planets and suns. And
the monad group
decided to make planets and sun?
Yeah.
Who they did? Not me, they want to stay there.
So are they part of the plan? I mean, are they alive?
Yeah, I...
Do they make decisions? I mean, what about the inhabitants of the planets and the sun?
Okay, well, there was no planets and suns when the God was created. There was only the formless worlds at that time. There was no time, no space, no form, no planets. And then after God was created, then a group of monads got together and thought, you know, we want to do something different. And so they created this world where there's death, pain, fear, a lot of things that do not exist in the higher spiritual spheres. And a lot of the monads thought we were crazy for doing this, but we wanted to do it anyway just to see what it was like.
So what about the planet itself? Which planet?
Which planet?
This planet.
Well, same as any planet.
I mean, but it has a resident soul, right?
Yeah.
Or does a monad then?
Yeah, everything.
So a monad came down to the planet.
Is it there?
Yeah.
And it's doing its thing.
Right. The planet, the spirit of the Earth was a human in a past universe. Okay. And there's many advanced entities that are over planets, solar systems, groups of solar systems, and so on. All this happened long after the creation of God. When God was created, there was no time, no space, no planets, no galaxies. Nothing in time and space and form. It was all formless. And we worked with ideas and expanding ideas and relationship with each other, loving each other, creating joy. And we created all these good qualities that we would enjoy. And then a bunch of us got together and thought, well, it's nice, but we'd like to do something different. And so we created this universe of time and space where there's pain and death and uncertainty. We can play games. Like I said yesterday, you can't play games unless you're limited. If you're totally unlimited of whatever you think it can be, then you can't play any games. And games are fun to play. Look how addicted we are to games. You turn on the TV and you have game shows, you have football, basketball, all kinds of different games that are risky, and they're all risky.
Microphone.